Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. I'm your host, M. Giracadio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood, America's first film Hollywood entertainment podcasting show, where blogging meets podcasting. Our episode tonight, it's all about Yellow Rose. Now, this Yellow Rose film is an historical Filipino-American history with a twist. So, stay tuned for that. Well, let me tell you the title of our show, When Villain Meets the Heartthrob. Now, you heard it right. We have Princess Bunsalan, an award-winning actress from the Philippines, an up-and-coming Hollywood actor, I should say the new heartthrob in town. His name is Liam Booth. So we are going to play that clip. We had an interview with them last month. Guys, this is a special episode. I'm your host, M. Giracadio, Blog Talk Hollywood. He is an up-and-coming teen superstar in Hollywood. He is in the movie Yellow Rose.
How's it going?
Without further ado, please welcome Liam Booth. How are you?
Thank you. Good. I'm doing good. I'm just trying to stay sane and in quarantine, just finding stuff to do. How about you?
Pretty good. I couldn't ask for more. I feel blessed this pandemic. I have been really, really busy all throughout almost the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And yes, and this is part of season 13 with Blog Talk Hollywood.
Oh, awesome. That is super cool.
It is. And I thank you for taking your time to interview with me. And I cannot wait for everybody to know you. And you're such a natural acting for Yellow Rose. And is this been really your lifelong dream to be in the movies?
Yeah, no, it's always been my thing. I when I was a little kid, my mom has been in the business for a while. She's an actor. So I grew up watching her go on sets and being in stuff. She was in crazy stuff like How I Met Your Mother and Friends and Hook and all of these crazy cool projects. And so I grew up watching that and seeing her do that. And I'm just like, that looks super fun. So I want to try that. And so I've been, I did it a little bit when I was a kid, like maybe 3 or 4, little kid. And then I stopped for a while. And then back in high school, my mom asked if I wanted to pick it back up. And I was like, yeah, I want to pick it back up. So I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, that's well said. Well, how is it like? I know you are working with legendary Leia Salonga in there and with the Broadway star Even Obisada. How is that like?
It's wild, man. I'm a huge animation fan, like huge. I love animation and all that stuff. That's my other passion besides acting. I just love to draw. So when I heard that Leia Salonga was on board, I was like, wait, that's the voice of Mulan and Jasmine. Are you serious? Like, I was geeking out, and I was just like, just play it cool around Leia, don't fanboy out. So that was awesome. And then with Eva, I mean, I met her in the callback, and then she seemed totally down to earth and just super nice and super straightforward and whatnot. So I just felt like we instantly clicked and just had a lot of fun on set. There was no like weird hierarchy or whatever. It was just it just quickly turned into two friends just doing scenes together. So it was a lot of fun. I was super, super fortunate.
But you are very lucky because this film, Yellow Rose, is a very historical film for Filipino Americans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only Leia Salonga, she's such a legendary in the Philippines. And of course, she's a Broadway diva. And Even Obisada, she's nominated for her reprising her role in Miss Saigon.
And she's a Grammy Award winner for Hadestown.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So imagine you're in that company. So you are next.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, no, it was crazy. The thing that I kept reminding myself is like, you just got to keep up with those two, with everybody. Everyone did such a killer job on it. But I was just like, as long as you just act like you know what you're doing, you should be fine. Keep going.
So. You're natural, and I think you guys have a great chemistry together. And so, what's next for you? You're done. That was your big break, Yellow Rose. What's next for you?
Right now, that movie is kind of the movie that kept on giving. I got very fortunate meeting some great people. I got a manager out of it. I got an agent in LA. So we're all working together to find what's next and whatnot. And I'm, like I said, a huge fan of animation. So I write and draw a lot, and I'm creating my own kind of stuff that hopefully people will be able to see, along with my acting stuff.
Yeah, I heard that. I know you want to be like the next Leonardo DiCaprio. can you talk about a little bit of that?
I mean, that's a huge bar, but I would just love to have that kind of career of just, it just seems like every role he does is not only so different, but he just kills it every time. And like, even with stuff that he has a smaller part in, like Django, like if he comes in, like he'll steal the screen. So it's just really captivating watching that dude and just seeing his process and seeing him perform. It's like watching the master. It's just like, all right, let's go to school. Let's see what this dude has next. And then it's always 110%.
Yes, having said that, well said. And how do you keep up with this pandemic? Have you learned have you discovered new talents of yours? And how do you keep up during, this pandemic?
I just keep up by just watching stuff that I've never watched before. Even though I'm an actor, I haven't seen a lot of really well-known things, which is hilarious. Like my friends always just say like, you haven't seen that? And I was like, no, I haven't seen Blade Runner. I mean, I heard it's great, but I just, never went to, and they're just like, how have you not seen it? You're in this business. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So I'm doing my homework and catching up on the classics. And the other thing is, I mean, there's art, there's writing, and then just exercise. I'm trying to stay active trying to be active, trying to get in this 10,000 steps and, working out and all that kind of stuff. So just keeping my mind busy and not just waiting for something to be over, more or less just kind of making do with the time I have.
That's well said, Liam. And
thank you.
I know in this industry, I mean, where do you see yourself in 5 years, and what is your dream role?
Where do I see myself in 5 years? Hopefully in 5 years I have enough movies under my belt to where I can keep a consistent career in that. Like we were talking about earlier before we were recording, I kept my retail job when I was doing Yellow Rose. Mm-hmm. And that was great. I mean, I really liked doing that. It was fine. I love everyone that works there. And that was not a challenge in the sense of making that decision, but to follow through with it was just like, okay, I gotta actually juggle both and not just say that I do. So even though I was having fun doing those kind of two juggling, kind of whatever, just juggling both of those things, I would like to have to hang up the retail the retail side of me and have this be consistent. And what was the second part of the question? I'm sorry.
Like, what is your dream role?
Oh, my dream role. I mean, dude, it's hard to say now because he's so good at it, but Spider-Man for sure. Anything to do with Spider-Man or even the MCU. Oh my God. I grew up, one of the movies that got me into film is is the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Like, that was just so amazing, and I was just like, oh my god, they made it like the comic book, but like super fun for everybody, not just nerdy people that like it like me. So it's just like, I love that thing. So yeah, anything that has to do with Spider-Man would just be like, that's it, that's amazing.
Now let's go with the fun part. What are the three fun facts about Liam?
Three fun facts. I guess one would be that, even though we have mentioned it, I when I'm not acting, I do a lot of drawing. I do a lot of 2D animation. I'm trying to practice those skills of just doing 2D animation and seeing if I can create cartoons and stuff like that. Another fact is, I guess, well, I had 5 heart and lung surgeries when I was a little kid, when I was a baby. And so I spent most of my life, a good chunk of my life, in the hospital, going in and out of it, going like, well, we need to do another surgery. So my family's like, all right, let's get him back in there. So everything's all good now. It's all square. But that's one of the things why I'm really keeping a low profile and waiting for this thing to be over, rather than just being like, oh, it seems fine out there, I'll just risk it. Like, no, I'm really relaxing in the sense of just staying indoors. Third fact, I don't know, man. I guess the only thing that comes to mind is that I remember going bowling on a date and just gutterballing every single ball. And I'm just like, I guess I'm just the worst bowler, like, that, ever.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun, yes. And
yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I know you have a future ahead of you, Liam. Invite everyone on your social media to follow you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's my social on Instagram is Liam_Elvis. And then I think
Elvis.
That was made by a friend of mine because of my hair. And I'm like, all right, sure, let's keep it. And then the Twitter is, I think, Lee 315, which is such a dumb name. I made it up when I was like 8 when I was on Club Penguin. So I was like, all right, let's just keep it, whatever. So yeah, I think it's the Lee 315 on Twitter, and then Liam_Elvis on Instagram.
So, yeah. That's awesome. One last thing, and I know you hang out with the Filipino Americans. Have you tasted any Filipino food at all?
Oh my god, I did. I went to San Diego, was it 2 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago. I couldn't tell you what I had, but I just remember everybody being like, let's go to a restaurant. And I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. And then, so we all just sat down and just had a feast of just everything of like Filipino. And I was like, this is amazing.
Wow. Really, yes, sick. That's how Filipinos are. Filipino families is like, they feed you until you,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's what I was told. Yep. They're like, we're just going to feed you until you can't eat. And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Yes, that's how it is. Yep. Well, I really, really appreciate your time, Liam, for talking with us at Blog Talk Hollywood. And you have a future ahead of you, and just keep it up and keep your feet on the ground.
That's right. Thank you, man. Thanks a lot for having me. This is fun.
Yes, definitely.
All right, cool.
So don't hang it up yet. Just,
there you go.
Hollywood segment. We got special guest, award-winning actress from the Philippines, and she just had this breakout role in Hollywood called Yellow Rose under Sony Pictures. Without further ado, please welcome Princess Bunsalan.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Happy Princess.
Hello.
Yes, how are you? And you know, you did very well in the film Yellow Rose. And I mean, from your status in the Philippines, you're an award-winning actress, and you made your breakout now in Hollywood. Can you give us a little bit of glimpse, your experience about this film?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I worked with another director, a Filipina director, in New York, a few years before I got the opportunity of auditioning for this role. So I helped Clarissa de los Reyes with her of a short film, Johnny Loves Dolores. And then, so I think she had a good experience with me. So when she heard that they were looking, Diane was looking for a Filipina actor, she recommended me. And then she did the introductions through email. And then I auditioned, and then Diane said, yeah, sure, let's work together. And that was in August of 2014.
Wow, it's so, been a while.
Yeah, it takes a long time. And it took a long time to fund the movie. And after getting the seed money from Cinematografo, which is under ABS-CBN, they started shooting and raising more money. And then we finally shot in August of 2018. It took a long time. But
but you know what, this movie is really how historical this is to Filipino Americans, especially in Hollywood. And now you are part of the history. How does it feel that now we are now being recognized in a big studio in Hollywood?
I feel very honored. And the first time I saw the movie show in the big screen, like a regular screening, not just not in the film festival or anything, like a regular screening, I was having goosebumps because I felt like, oh my goodness, this is so surreal. This is real. I mean, I'm in the big screen in the United States. So a few years back, I was watching a TV show, and it was a really good TV show, and they were doing this, how they made the series. And as I was watching, you know, there was a desire in my heart, and I was praying, Lord, I hope before I die, I get to experience how it is to work here in the U.S. And so when this happened, I felt like, wow, it came to pass. And I am just so excited to do more. And so that's why now I'm really trying my best to hone my craft and really study to become better, because I know that the way we act in the Philippines as performers is very different from the way they do it here in America.
Yeah, talk about that, a huge contrast. I know you've been in a lot of tele series in the Philippines and then working with directors here in the US. Tell me the big contrast.
It's more subtle here. It has to be something that's really organic and something that's genuine, that's happening inside of you. And TV and the film, they're very intimate because they see everything in your face. And the good thing is that I've been working with directors that used to be doing documentaries. They had a history of doing documentaries, so they know what is genuine, and that makes a lot of difference. Also, with the people I've worked with here in the United States, everything was already set. What's the scenes that will be taken, the shots that will be taken, everything is planned for the whole day. There rarely are any changes with the schedule, but at least as a performer, I know what I'm up for. I know what I'm going to do, what is expected of me. And so when I get to the set, I'm locked and loaded. In the Philippines, it's different because like in the teleseries, sometimes a few minutes before you shoot the scene, they're still writing the scene. And sometimes I have a difficulty as a performer trying to see or trying to predict where my character is going. So in that way, it's kind of different. And then there are time limits with how long you work here in America. So after 8 hours, so usually they plan for 8 hours, and apart from pag lumagpas na ng 8 hours, they give you an overtime. In the Philippines, not so much, because I have experience working for 26 hours straight. It's
no way.
It's
oh my gosh.
Easy. It's not
that's illegal. That's illegal in the US. Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Yeah, so it's difficult on your body. And it's
but you know
difficult.
What? But you know what? At least you have the contrast. But I think do you prefer working more on the discipline and scheduled like here in the US, correct?
Yes, it's easier for me to function here when I know what I'm up for and I know that everything is set. So at least I know what to expect. And I think because of my training in the Philippines, it's so easy to work with me here because they just give me anything. They can give me anything and I'll do it.
Wow, that's awesome, Princess. I know that's well said. I'm glad that our audience are getting to know a little bit more of the acting outside the U.S. Well, having said that, I know this project, Yellow Rose, opens up a lot of opportunity for you. Give us a little bit of insight. What is next to you, next project for you?
I'm not at liberty to speak right now about what's up next, but I am
working. That's awesome. That's all we want to know, that you are currently working, and that's amazing. Well, let's go back with your character with Yellow Rose. I know it's a very dark story, and how did you get your inspiration in playing that character?
It wasn't really hard for me because I have a daughter, and throughout the whole time that we were shooting, I was shooting with Eva, I was just substituting my daughter's face onto her face, and I was really trying to feel and imagine, if this was really happening to my daughter, how would I feel? What would I do? So there was one scene there where Diane said, oh, write a letter to your daughter, to Rose, the kind of letter that she would probably get once you get arrested by the ICE. What would you write? So it's a one-page letter. There was a camera behind me, and they just like, I just wrote down whatever was in my mind, like, you know, probably by the time you read this, the thing that I've been worrying about, maybe it's happening already, and etc. It was just coming from the heart, and I was trying to imagine my daughter while I was writing it. And the nice thing is that when Diane shot the scene where Eva was reading the letter for the first time, for the very first time, it was also the very first time that Eva was reading that actual page that I wrote.
Oh, and, that's good.
Yeah, and they organically got the feels of, you know, how it felt like for a child to just have this kind of letter, and she doesn't know what to do anymore, and you know, she was so quite surprised and sad at the same time. So it was very, very well done the way Diane handled it.
That's amazing. Well, that's why it received so many awards in different film festivals, and I congratulated you for that. And not only that, I want to take this opportunity that you were included. Usually I make this list. This is my 7th year in recognizing Filipino Americans in the US. You were one of the 75 most influential Filipino Americans.
Oh, thank
so
you.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I got surprised because I felt like, wait a minute, that's strong. Those are strong words, but I am very flattered, and I intend to make good of what was described of me, and I will try my best to use my power to influence people for the better.
Definitely. And yeah, a lot of people, like, they want to be on the list, but this is becoming a prestigious one. And so since you made an historical movie for Filipino Americans, you made it along with Dayan, Leia, and Eva. So congratulations for that.
Thank you for having my name on it.
Absolutely. And then now let's go with, I mean, during this pandemic, I know you have one child. How has it been for you? I know you're a frontliner during, you've been a frontliner ever since, even before pandemic. Talk about that, your transition from the Philippines to being here in America.
So living in the Philippines, the life in the Philippines and life here in America is a total contrast, because in the Philippines, I have assistants, I have a driver, I have people doing things for me. You know, it's like when I'm working, people put my shoes on for me. People put the umbrella over me. But here in America, I have to do things for myself. And when I'm working as a nurse, I'm the one serving. I'm not the one being served. So it's like opposite. But I'm thankful for how my mom raised us, because she raised us to be independent and not being too, palautos.
Like you always ask someone to do something for you.
Not being too dependent on other people. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time I was a kid and I said, Ate, please get me a glass of water. And then my mom, her eyebrow just went up and said, anak, you're closer to the refrigerator. Why don't you get it? You have two legs, you go get it.
Oh, wow. So you really, I just want to tell you, I just want to bring this out to you, trivia about, actually, I grew up in the Philippines watching your mother, Helen Vela. I think she has a show, Lovingly Yours, Helen.
Yes.
Growing up, and that's what I remember, your mother, she's such an, I should say, legendary person in the Philippines, telling stories, because I grew up there as a teenager, so I was a little boy watching that show. And yeah, your mother really made an impact to the pop culture in the Philippines. And I mean, aside from that, being a legendary there, and then she raised you well, about not asking someone for help or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just very blessed. I'm grateful that she raised us well.
Yeah, speaking of that, I know you were in that show with two good friends of mine, over at Glasso 2. Now you were doing the same thing as your mother. Now that you're following her footsteps, what is your next plan? Are you going to have your own show? Tell us.
Well, actually, people have been asking me over and over, when are you going to have your show like your mom's? But in my heart, I'm excited about the idea, but I'm kind of queasy about it, because I'm feeling like there's only one Helen Vela. I can never ever replace her. So I don't know if it's really meant to be, it will happen, but I'm not really pushing for that on my own.
But do your own thing. There's only one Princess Ponsalan, so do your own style, and I applauded you for that. And now, having said that, doing spending time with your daughter, and do you live now in LA?
Yes, I live in LA now, and so I am an RN, but ever since the stay-at-home order happened, I decided not to work anymore, because my daughter isn't going to school and there has to be someone to be with her so she would finish all her tasks, or else nothing gets done. So I'm just with her all day. That's
amazing. That is blessings in disguise during this pandemic, spending quality time with your family.
Yeah.
Well, now moving forward, I know Yellow Rose is still in selected theater. I know it's going to come out very soon in video on demand. Mm-hmm. And in between those, you're in talks for some more projects. And what else can we expect from you? I mean, where do you see yourself, as in your vision, 3 years from now?
It's hard to say, but I know that as I am going through this, going through the classes, I am building relationships with people in my class. And as I help other people out with their own projects, I'm also building relationships there. I would like to become a producer someday. I know there are a lot of stories that we would love to tell the world about our culture. And I would love to do something like that someday. But I don't know if it's now or next year or 3 years from now, but I desire to do that someday.
That's amazing. Now we have a question from one of our producers. Her name is MB, and she's asking, what are three fun facts about you that your fans doesn't know about? Three.
I am left-handed.
Oh, woohoo! I'm also lefty.
We're the only ones in our right minds.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a good one. So, two more.
I miss Filipino food because we don't eat much Filipino food in the house. My daughter.
So you there, cook?
I cook, but it's more American and more international. Because there are certain smells that my daughter cannot tolerate.
I'm sure because we are, you know, our culture, we have the pinakbet, we have adobo, you know.
Yeah, too much bagoong or patis, yeah, or vinegar or garlic or bay leaf. My daughter doesn't.
Yeah,
so that's one thing. Yeah, that's why I really, really, really love it when I go to Filipino parties, I get to eat Filipino food.
Oh, that's good. Number three.
And third is
I know you. I put you on the spot.
I have big feet.
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah, 9.5.
No way. Oh my gosh, that's huge.
So you're
having a hard time finding your shoes or something.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm in America because they have big sizes here. But when we were in Italy, when we were in Europe, the sales ladies would tell me, go to the men's section.
Oh like, my gosh, that's hilarious.
There's no size for me there.
Yeah, I'm glad to know that. That's amazing. And now, I mean, invite everyone, I know, to follow you on social media. I know the video on demand will come out very soon as well.
Yes. Yeah, so there are some theaters and some states here in the United States. They still play Yellow Rose, but very soon their CDs are going to come out and then there'll be streaming, but I have no dates. It will be on demand,
yes,
but I have no dates yet, so stay tuned. And I'm just glad that they're coming out with the DVDs and the streaming, because a lot of the people, especially the older ones who won't take the risk of going to the theater, they want to watch, and now there's going to be a way for them to see it. So I hope you get to watch it.
Awesome. One last final question to our special guest. What legacy can you leave to the, you know, next generation?
So one of my patients before, she was in her late 80s or early 90s, I forgot. And I asked her, do you have any regrets? And then she said, yes, I should have let the house become dirty. I should have not minded the dirty dishes. I should have spent more time with my children. And that really struck me. And so now I think my legacy will be my daughter. And I'm hoping and I'm praying that I will do a good job raising her, because I really want her to learn what my mom taught me. And I would like for her to become a brave woman, a smart woman, a woman who will lead people to doing what is right.
That's well said, Princess. It's such an inspiration what you just said. And I thank you so much for your precious time for spending with us in Blog Talk Hollywood. And this is going to be part of season 13. Yes. Yep, I am going to be turning 7 years on April.
Wow. Happy yes. anniversary. Happy anniversary and belated happy birthday.
Yes, thank you. You too. And yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Don't go away. Let me just stop this.
This episode is brought to you by M Beauty Clinic by Dr. Tess Mauricio, America's favorite dermatologist. Visit her website, shopdrtess.com. Now let's go on to Hollywood news. Well, it caught me off guard that Khloe Kardashian liked my post. So that was nice of her to really like my post. And I have to tell you guys, I have to admit, I got so excited. So I spelled her name wrong, but she still liked my post. So that was awesome. And by the way, yeah, they signed on a deal on Hulu next year, 2021. So congratulations, Kardashian Jenner. And let's go on to, first of all, finally that USA snagged a title at Miss Earth 2020. I had a chance to interview Lindsay Coffey from Pennsylvania, and she's very sweet, down to earth, and that'll be our New Year's episode on January 3rd, 7 p.m. So check that out. And in terms of another original film, I received this message from Hulu, The Ultimate Playlist of Noise, and it's very interesting film, and it's about the film focuses Marcus, which is played by Kian Johnson, an audio-obsessed high school senior who learns he must undergo brain surgery that will render him deaf. So he decides to seize control of his fate by recording an ultimate playlist of noise, a bucket list of all his favorite sounds. And once he sets out, he meets Wendy, played by Madeline Brewer, a wildly charming, struggling musician who is trying to escape to New York for her chance at a life-changing opportunity. And together, they check off his list as they make their way across the country until painful revelation forces Marcus to face reality and his future without sound. And directed by Bennett Lasseter, American High's Jeremy Gerlicht, Will Phillips, Ryan Bennett, and Michael Shade are producing alongside Mickey Liddell and Pete Schilleman of LD Entertainment. So check that out. The Ultimate Playlist of Noise will be out next year on January 15, 2021. And let's go on to Hollywood television. This is called Global Citizen, hosted by John Legend, and it'll be actually today, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time on NBC. So check it out. And performers by Carrie Underwood, Common, JoJo, Tori Kelly, Gwen Stefani, and many more. Well, let's go on to, I should say, Yellow Rose, that we've been waiting for, and it'll be out on December 22nd. Yes, you heard that right. Yellow Rose film is on demand and digital on December 22nd, Blu-ray on January 5th. So you could pre-order that now, or you could visit Yellow Rose on their Facebook page. Now let me just give you a breaking news that Dunira Rose, she is a superstar from the Philippines, movie star to celebrity chef. She just signed on to Social Dragon PR, a PR firm that really, you know, make your dreams a reality. Congratulations. Welcome to the family of Social Dragon PR, Dunira Rose, as well as our talent in Down Under, Julian Richards. She is a dancer and actress, and currently she is competing for Miss Glam Australia on December the 23rd. And let's go on to music. Dua Lipa featuring on Pandora Live on December 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So check that out, Dua Lipa, you guys, if you're a huge fan of Dua Lipa. And have you checked out my brand new Kubo Barong collection by John Amblaza? He's the Philippines' first Akikator designer, and if you would like to get a hold of that Barong, it's actually a national, not really a costume, a national dress in the Philippines called Barong. It's made by sustainable materials. So if you want to message, you could message us directly or John Ablaza himself. That is it for our entertainment news. We'll be right back. Well, our episode has come to an end. I hope you guys enjoyed our episode. Thank you so much, Princess Punsalan, for giving us a wonderful and inspiring stories of yours. And of course, our up-and-coming heartthrob in Hollywood, Liam Booth. Thank you so much. And shout out to Diane Paragas, the director of Yellow Rose, and as well as Loren Miles, Ray Cuerdo, for giving me the opportunity to interview them. And shout out to all our friends at Social Dragon PR, Gregory Roberts, Micah Dela Cruz, as well as want to shout out to all the dreamers out there. The Project Dreamers will be out very soon before the year ends. So check that out. And shout out to all our friends in Australia, our Australian correspondent, DJ Pearl, and to everybody out there. And shout out to my Spotlight Media Magazine team, my family. Shout out to you guys. Happy holidays to Ms. M, to everyone, to the whole entire team. And that is it, you guys. I hope you guys tune in next week, because it'll be the last episode of the year 2020. And as I told you, if you've been following my post, that I will be actually announcing something before the year ends. And that is it for now. I am signing off. But before that, I want to shout out as well to Miss B, our friends in New York City, JCAS, Jesse, Director JV at Over a Glass or Two. That is it for now, and shout out to my family. Have a good one. Signing off, this is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.